Warning: this snacks for the brain includes interesting things that might make you want to see what the Vanderbilt University Center for Science Outreach is up to. Consume it at your own risk.
Okay. We'll try not to make this.
The blackboard. Where's the blackboard?
All right, we're here with Vicki Metzger, who is an associate director at the Center for Science Outreach, and we're going to talk a little bit about what do you do, Vicki?
What do I not do?
What do you not do? You're sort of...
sort of a Jill of all trades.
Pulled 100 different directions.
Can we make that sound again?
It's a squeaky table, listeners.
Okay. Well, I guess it would kind of help to give you a little background, because I came to this position from a background in K-12 science education, and have done a lot of partnership work with the Center for Science Outreach before coming into this position. So, what do? I write grants. I plan and organize, develop programs to work with teachers and students in a lot of Metro Nashville schools, but in schools outside that area as well, across Tennessee. We do, of course, do a lot of work with people from out of state, so I don't like to limit myself to any one particular area. So,
you're sort of the ranger.
Yeah, whoever comes, you know, it's kind of like if you build it, they will come.
Right.
So that's kind of how we...
So most recently you've come from a position at Metro Nashville Schools?
Yeah, I was coordinator of science for the public schools here in Nashville prior to coming here.
Neat. And how was that? Did you enjoy that job?
I loved it because I got to listen to my cell phone go off in the middle of an interview.
That's cool.
Did you hear the thing ring?
I'm going to get up and close the door real quick.
Okay, let me check this right quick because I got a couple of important calls out.
Okay. Sound of the slamming door, that's always good. A little sound-seeing tour here.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to take a little break while Vicki catches her phone call. That was the brochure, people. Vicki's involved in all sorts of public relations sort of efforts to sort of let people know what the Center for Science Outreach does, which is why we're here today, listeners. We're here to learn a little bit more. What's your favorite program?
In the CSO?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pick one.
It would be hard to really pick one. There's so many good programs, but I guess as far as just the energy that I attach to it, and probably because of my bias for K-12 education, I love the camps. I love the Girls in Science and the Boys Exploring Science and Technology camps. I love to go see kids doing science and having a great time and enjoying themselves and being around kids like them, because so often in schools when you teach, those kinds of kids kind of get lost in the shuffle of more cultural issues that are not related to science. And so it's really great to see a confluence of all those kids in one place. And the teachers that teach the science camps are just so kid-friendly, and it's so much fun. I just kind of want to go back and be a kid myself again.
Yeah, that's along the same theme of a conversation I had with Vanderbilt Dyer Observatory Director Rick Chappell several months ago. He was bemoaning the fact that there are all kinds of after-school programs out there. There's sports, and there's scouts, and there's social things going on. There's very little out there in the way of science. And, for those kids who are interested in science, there's no outlet for them.
Yeah.
So the summer camps, I guess, sort of offer that.
Well, that's the start. But I really think that we are trying to make the effort to include kids in science outside the regular K-12 school day. One of the interesting things that's going on here is a program we have called the Research Internship Program, and it's for high school kids. I think they have to be older than 16 for liability reasons, but
right.
We do bring kids in who are high school students and try to match them up with people in research labs if they're really interested in doing science.
Really neat. That goes on during the academic school year?
Yeah, and summertime too. And actually, there's a link on our website to the research internship program. So anybody who's interested can check that out on the website. And Dr. Glenn McCombs, who's another associate director here, oversees that program. But, it's just another opportunity for real people to be put in touch with real scientists, to do real science, and to kind of feed that real innate desire, I think, that everybody has to do science.
Wonderful. And again, that website is www.vanderbilt.edu/CSO. Check that out anytime for any of the offerings that we have here at the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach.
And,
Glenn McCombs. Say hi, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
We'll talk to him next week.
And you know, if there are teachers who are sort of like me, who are sort of overgrown kids, and they're, even though they might be teaching now, there's also a program that's called the Research Experience for Teachers that we do have occasionally some opportunities for teachers to come back into labs too. Those are not ongoing programs, so you know they might be a little bit more spotty, but we're trying to build that capacity into our office as well. So as the office grows and as we begin to offer more programs, I would also encourage those teachers who have that burning desire in their heart to do science, to do real science in a laboratory, to continue to check the website also.
Very cool. So, what else? What other sort of...
Let's just take a little tour around the office and talk about some other things, because I think another exciting thing that, for me as a K-12 educator, that this office has been working on for the past 6 years is that a program that was initially funded by the NSF called the GK-12 Teaching Fellows.
Right. And we had a great conversation with Jeannie Tuschel about that, but tell us more.
Well, the thing is that, of course, as most grant funding goes, it comes and goes in cycles, and so as the funding for that program begins to dry up from the NSF for our center, we've made some interesting connections just recently with people at the State of Tennessee Department of Education. They're really excited about this program of putting scientists into classrooms. And, you know, we actually have some alumni of the Teaching Fellows Program who are currently serving as wonderful teachers in metro schools. I won't call them by name because I don't want to embarrass them publicly, but they're doing a great job, and they're really serving kids. And that, you know, they once they got into the Teaching Fellows Program, even though they're PhD scientists, they realized what wonderful work teaching is, and so they went out and actually got more education to become certified teachers, and now they're doing that. So, because we've been doing this program, and the state has now begun to see the effects of some of these scientists who really want to become teachers, we're about to have a conversation with the folks at the state about how to help that happen and how to move that along. So, for any scientists out there who happen to hear this little piece, if you have that burning desire, or it's always been in the back of your mind that, gee, sure would be nice to be interacting with people and talking to them about the things that I'm really passionate about in science. If you have that desire to teach, you might check us out too.
Excellent. Most excellent. I guess that's probably enough for this one.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we've had an interesting discussion here with Vicki Metzger, Associate Director of the Center for Science Outreach, and I'll be splicing and dicing and get this up later today.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Vicki.